getting you healthy, happy, and doing what you love. You're listening to Tonic Podcast, the podcast of Dr. Tanya Winchester. Dr. Tanya is a licensed naturopathic doctor, acupuncturist, body talk practitioner, and edutainer with a passion for helping reduce pain and suffering and bringing more love, joy, and health into your life and into the world. The natural medicines and therapies mentioned in this podcast are not intended as medical advice or as a substitute for seeking medical attention. For more information about Dr. Tanya Winchester, visit Dr. Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Winchester.com. This is Farah, and I'm back again with Dr. Tanya Winchester, and our topic again is a continuation of a previous podcast about skin. However, today we're taking a different lens and approach and looking at it from a mind-body perspective. What effect do emotions have on the skin? How's the skin connected to the lungs and intestines from the perspective of Chinese medicine?
You got it, yep.
So tell us how Chinese medicine understands skin and the effect of emotions on the skin.
Yeah. So in Chinese medicine, every organ governs an emotion. And in particular regarding the skin, the large intestine and the lungs are the two organs that actually sort of help the function of the skin. So all three of these organs help us process primarily the emotion of grief. Now, it's very common for me to see someone who has experienced a loss, whether it's a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, a loss of a relationship, and they'll have some sort of lung infection or asthma suddenly develop or some cough that doesn't go away or some kind of skin situation, whether it's psoriasis or eczema or even acne. So it's always part of my questioning, has there been some sort of loss, you know, around the time that this symptom started? And sometimes there's not, but often there is. And I want to talk about a story actually from one of my first patients that I saw once I had graduated from naturopathic college. And so Steve came to me with eczema over the majority of his body. I hadn't seen anything so severe before. I mean, I was fairly fresh out of school at that point, but. And so we started working with food and some nutrients. We talked a little bit about that in the last podcast. You can go back and check that out. And over the sort of 2 or 3 months that we worked together, eliminating food allergies and increasing certain nutrients, we saw that things clear up about 70 to 80% for Steve. So, okay, doing pretty good. And I suggested that we maybe try some acupuncture. Maybe we hadn't tried that angle yet. Maybe let's just throw that into the ring and see what happens. So he agreed to that. So we ended up doing 4 sessions once a week. And on the 4th session, I had him laying face down because I had a suspicion about something. And I wanted to access a very specific acupuncture point that is connected to the lungs, but particularly the emotional aspect of the lungs. So, and I am not making this up. I still look back at this and be like, did that really happen? And so I insert this needle into this emotional lung point, and Steve just starts crying. Like, he's a full-grown man crying on my table. And he calmly comments about that. He says, oh, I'm crying. And I said, yeah, I have a feeling that your body's needing to let go of something. So I left the room and let the needles do their work, let the tears do their work. And I came back into the room and we took the needles out. He went home, and a couple days later he called me, and he started the call with, I don't know what you did, which made my heart flutter a little bit, to be honest. But then he said, when I drove 20 minutes to get home, the rest of the rashes were gone. And like, what was happening essentially? And I explained that I think what I haven't mentioned on this podcast is that he had just recently had a divorce. And I was suspecting that the grief connected to that loss was perpetuating this skin issue that he was having. And so as he was able to release through those tears, the skin didn't really have anything to be upset about anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that we had to do sort of another two or three before his skin really kind of remembered that message, but that first one was so profound, and I've never, obviously never forgotten it in my practice. That's the power of how emotions can impact our physiology.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you ask people about whether they've experienced loss, is it at that moment that people have an awareness of the connection between emotions and physical symptoms?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes people don't have the self-awareness to understand, but that's why I like to ask these questions, is I plant seeds, and sometimes later in our work together, they'll be like, actually, you know, I really think there might have been a connection between what you'd mentioned earlier. So sometimes there's a big light bulb that goes on for some folks. Sometimes, again, you know, not everybody is going to match with that.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of grief and skin and lungs, are there specific things that can be done to, in a situation of grief or loss, to process that?
Yeah, so grief is, you know, to define grief, it means when we are, yeah, we've experienced a loss. But the healing actually happens when we mourn, which is when we grieve publicly, essentially, when we share that feeling of sadness or loss with other people. So it's important to know when you're experiencing some kind of loss that bottling it up isn't going to help. That the emotions need to be expressed. Otherwise, things like the skin will try to kind of express it for you.
And have you found that the expression of, how do you encourage the expression of emotion in your patients?
Sometimes I will encourage an adult tantrum where you go and you have some time to kind of like hit a bunch of pillows or, you know, stomp around and slam your feet on the ground and slam your fists on the ground. That kind of physicality will actually mobilize emotions. For some people, it means just being present and still, because we try to kind of stay busy so we don't feel emotions. But if you can just sit in the wave of it, it's probably going to pass in about 90 seconds at the most. So let it come to a crescendo and then, you know, descend, and then your body will have done some work healing there. Mm-hmm. Think of our emotions, I think in our sort of modern society, think of them like a beach ball, and we're trying to all the time keep them under the surface of the water. For years, we'll try to keep, think about all the energy that takes to keep that beach ball underneath the water. And so if you let them just rise up, they'll pass.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of allowing for the expression of emotion that's most helpful.
Yeah, and the experience of it. Yeah.
What else about the Chinese medicine approach and treatment of skin issues?
Another thing to consider is skin is a boundary. It's a barrier. So it's where we end as physical beings and where the world begins. And so anytime there is an issue, keeping boundaries or setting boundaries for yourself, maintaining those boundaries, that could result in skin issues. There's another thing called the Wei Qi, which is this sort of protective energy that hangs out in the skin. And it's protecting us from, yeah, organisms that might be trying to invade, but it's also protecting us from other people's energies. And we talked a lot about toxicity in the previous podcast. There's also, you know, emotional toxicity, the people or the things or the emotions that we're actually letting into our body through our skin, through the Wei Qi, that isn't serving us.
Mm-hmm. So practices that maybe build up the Wei Qi field, or things that maybe having a look at the people that we spend time with and how that's affecting us may be a helpful perspective.
100%. You know, we all know those energy vampires in our life, that you spend time with them and you just feel so drained after. So maybe that means that you need to set some boundaries around that relationship. Maybe you only spend 30 minutes with them. Maybe you only talk on the phone. Maybe you end the relationship. You know, there's nothing wrong with breaking up with people, even if we're just friends, if they're not you know, serving our highest good.
Mm-hmm. So, so interesting, the whole perspective of mind-body connection, connection between emotions and physical symptoms, connection between what's going on around us and what's happening inside of us and in our bodies. Are there any other perspective or facets of Chinese medicine and its understanding of skin?
I think the third is connection. So, you know, the skin is how we actually reach out into the world, right? It's how we exchange love in a lot of instances. It's how we explore our world and learn. The skin is, yeah, is how we connect out into the world. So from the inside out. So there's three ways that, you know, if there's issues, you know, if someone's particularly lonely or if they don't have a lot of, I'm going to use the word connection again, or outreach, then we might start to see skin issues as well.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of I've heard of a study that was done in Eastern Europe, maybe the Ukraine, about children that grew up in orphanages that didn't receive a lot of touch and the impact of that.
Yes, there's interesting studies around that. And yeah, the studies, when you look at them now, seem very cruel, but these babies were just left and not coddled in any way. And IQ levels are lower, emotional intelligence is lower, just sort of general coping skills in life lower. The information we get through our skin, and particularly in those younger years, is paramount to how the nervous system is able to manage itself in our chaotic modern environments.
You mentioned something really interesting that I'd like to explore and find out more about. How does the skin receive information?
Right, so there are, just like we have taste receptors and smell receptors, there are different types of receptors in our skin that send information to the nervous system. And they have, you know, there's temperature receptors, there's pain receptors, there's pressure receptors. There's also receptors that sort of tell our brain where we are in space, so what shape our body is in. I mean, that's more muscular, but it's the same idea. It's sending information kind of from the outside in. There's receptors for toxins or noxious stuff in the environment that the skin can send to the brain. So a lot of, you know, it definitely is the fifth way that we get information into our nervous system. You know, sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch is huge. And if we think of the organ, the largest organ in our body, which is our skin, all the things that we're touching, like we're touching our clothes all day long, and then we're touching our linens in our bed, and we're touching our, you know, our partners and our loved ones, and we're touching our food, and we're touching, you know, the things that we're writing with, our keyboard, like we're very tactile, right? Mm-hmm. There's so much information coming out from the environment to our brains from the skin.
And how important is it to restore a sense of safety for people who might have experienced touch in a way that was non-consensual or inducing trauma or abuse?
Yeah, and that comes back to that sort of boundary and barrier issue, right? So working on, yeah, how can you feel safe in your current environment? What does that look like? You know, do we need to, say, do counseling around that? Do we need to maybe do some body talk and maybe process and release some of those memories? That's a huge piece for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and interestingly, like just under the skin, to sort of change topics slightly, is where our fat tissue is, and very often in cases like what you've described, the fat tissue will expand as sort of a protective barrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. Now, I've also heard that being in nature, we absorb certain aerosols through the skin. How important is nature to healthy skin? And
nature is most important. They're, you know, they're doing studies now where they send people out into the forest and they call it nature bathing. And this just makes me so funny. It just makes me laugh because, like, do we really need to study that this is actually good for us? But certainly, you know, having our skin exposed to the sunshine, we're getting our vitamin D. Again, you know, 65% of what we're exposed to is going to come in through the skin. So you want to make the healthiest choices of what you're putting on your skin. It's a barrier, but it's permeable, and it is, you know, letting things in. So yeah, nature bathing is all the rage. So go be in nature. Mm-hmm. Surprise, it's good for you.
So The skin is a barrier and it's permeable, and it also is a reflection of what may be undigested emotions, or specifically grief.
Yeah.
And anything else that you'd like to share with listeners that might be helpful in understanding skin and the mind-body connection?
I think that it's important to remember that our bodies are always trying to get our attention. So if there is a symptom, say something going on the skin, it's important to explore why that symptom is there instead of just going to get a cream that will make that symptom go away. And so to finish this podcast, I would just say, be open to the possibility that what is being presented on the outside of your body is a reflection of something that may be going on the inside of your body, or even on the inside of your mind.
Mm-hmm. And this goes to the root of naturopathic medicine in terms of the principles of looking for the root cause.
100%, yes. Yeah, we're always trying to figure out what is the factor that has caused the body to try to get our attention in this way.
Great. Well, I think that's a great note to end on, is thinking deeply and reflecting on what may be the root cause rather than just at a symptomatic level.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Tonic Podcast, the podcast of Dr. Tanya Winchester, getting you healthy, happy, and doing what you love. The natural medicines and therapies mentioned in this podcast are not intended as medical advice or as a substitute for seeking medical attention. For any health concern, it's always best to make an appointment to see a licensed medical practitioner. For more articles and blog posts, visit Dr. Tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Winchester.com, or visit us in beautiful Nanaimo, BC at Tonic Naturopathic Clinic. Have a delightful day.